请坐。
Please be seated.
我们这次的主题是过得胜的生活。
Our theme for this NYTS is have a life of victory.
主耶稣在世上曾经教导门徒祷告。
When Jesus was in this world, he taught his disciples how to pray.
中间有一项就是不要遇见试探。
And there was one thing he mentioned that avoid trials.
不要遇见试探哦。
Do not face temptations.
Into temptation.
Into temptations.
我们不可能不 face temptation 不 face 不遇见或者不 meet 那个试探哦。
But it's impossible for us to not run into temptations.
但是我们不要陷入哦。
But we should not fall for it.
魔鬼在世上不但试探人，甚至连主他也试探。
When Satan in this world not only tempt people but also tempt the Lord.
先前的亚当就是我们的始祖，他们在试探当中失败。
Adam, our forefathers, failed in the temptation.
让罪进到世界，让世人伏在罪的辖制之下。
So that sin entered this world, and we're all under sin's reign.
但是幕后的亚当，就是我们的主耶稣基督，他胜过试探。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, he overcame the temptations.
所以他把救恩带给人们，借着他，我们可以脱离魔鬼的辖制。
And he brought the salvation into man so that through his salvation we can overcome Satan.
所以我们要怎么过得胜的生活，我们就要来看看主耶稣怎么得胜试探。
So if we want to live a life of victory, we have to look at, we have to study how Jesus victor over Satan.
魔鬼试探始祖也好，试探耶稣也好，用的就是从世上来的，从世上来的，不是从神来的，这个三个招数。
Regardless how Satan tempted man, he always used things from this world.
我们来看约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章十六节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 16.
十六节，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。在这里告诉我们，这个从世上来的事，这个就是这三样。
So here it tells us that all the there's the three things that come from this world.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
The lust of his eyes, the boasting of what he has and does, and the craving of sinful man.
所以魔鬼就用这从世上来的这三个试探来试探我们，来试探主。
So Satan used these three things to tempt us and tempt the Lord.
那主耶稣在出来工作之前接受魔鬼的试探。
Jesus, before he came out to preach, he received the temptation from Satan.
这一段的记载我们都很熟悉，在路加福音跟马太福音的第四章。
And I believe we're all familiar with this passage. It's recorded in Luke and Matthew chapter 4.
虽然在这个试探的顺序上，好像两个经卷记载的有点不太一样。
Although the order of the temptation might be recorded differently.
这个马太福音是先这个变饼石头变饼的试探，那再来是这个从殿顶跳下来的试探。最后才是进这个万国荣华的试探。
In the book of Matthew, it records first was the turning stone into bread, and the second was jumping off the cliff, and the third one was showing the glory of all nations.
但路加福音呢，前面那个一样这个石头变饼，但是后面的顺序颠倒了。
But in book of Luke, the first one was still turning stone into bread, but then the second and third one was reversed.
这个不会影响到这个魔鬼试探主的这个内容。
It doesn't change the content of Satan's temptation.
不影响到主耶稣的得胜信息。
Nor does that affect the Lord's victorious message.
但是在马太福音那个顺序让我们有另外一个启发跟联想。
But the order in Book of Matthew can inspire us in a different way.
我们来看马太福音的第四章这里。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
四章第一节到十一节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11.
一节，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。二节。
2.
他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。三节。
3.
那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。四节。
4.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。五节。
5.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。六节。
6.
对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。七节。
7.
耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。八节。
8.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。九节。
9.
对他说，你若俯拜我，我就把这一切赐给你。十节。
10.
耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。十一节。
11.
于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来侍候他。这里记载着主耶稣在侍奉之前被圣灵引到旷野来接受魔鬼的试探。
So here it talks about Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert before he got tempted by the devil.
这里我们或许会很有个疑问说，怎么会被圣灵引导去受魔鬼的试探？
So when we read this, we might have a question. How could Jesus be led by the Spirit into the desert to, just to get tempted by the devil?
那今天呢，我们会不会也被圣灵引导落到魔鬼的试探里头？
Can we today also be led by the Spirit and lead into the temptation of the devil?
耶稣在这里是一个很特殊的一个 case， 因为主耶稣来要胜过魔鬼。
Jesus here was a special case because he came here just to overcome Satan.
这是一场属灵的征战，有很严肃的一个属灵的预表在里面。
There was a serious spiritual battle and had also significant spiritual teaching there.
但是却可以告诉我们一件事情。
But it could tell us one thing.
被圣灵充满的人并没有特权能够免去魔鬼的试探。
A spiritually fulfilled person will still be tempted by Satan.
但是我们却有特权能够胜过魔鬼的试探。
But with the help of the Spirit, we have the power to overcome Satan.
所以圣灵充满的实际在于我们胜过我们所遇见的试探。
So the significance of the fulfillment of Holy Spirit is to overcome Satan's temptation.
所以圣灵充满不是说祷告声音很大，或者是你祷告的时候动作很大，我觉得好充满哦。
So the fullness of Holy Spirit is not just by how loud you pray or the how big the movement you have in the prayer.
圣灵的充满，它的实际更在于我们能够得胜我们所遇见的试探。
What the fullness of Holy Spirit really means is that you have the ability to be victory over the temptations.
能够像约瑟一样，面对这个引主他女主人的引诱的时候能够胜过。
Just like Joseph, he was able to resist the temptation from his master's wife.
就像这个斯提凡在面对人要用石头打死他，他还能够胜过仇恨，向天父真神祈求赦免。
Just like Stephen, when people were trying to stone him, he was able to overcome his anger and still pray to the Lord that please forgive them.
这个是第一个让我们学习的。
And that was the first thing that we could study, we could learn.
再来，耶稣在禁食四十昼夜之后，他饿了，魔鬼就来试探他。
Secondly, after Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights, he became hungry, and the demon came to tempt him.
魔鬼的试探总是会在人软弱，会在人需要的时候。他才会过来。
Satan's temptation always come when the people are weak.
今天我们在这边学习。
Today we're studying here.
哦，我们每天都充满着神的话语。
And we're filled with the word of the Lord every day.
我们每天亲近神。
We come close to God every day.
我们保持警醒。
And we keep ourselves alert.
哦，当然我们会觉得说好像没有什么试探哦。
Perhaps we think that there's no such temptation.
哦，但是什么时候试探会来？
But when will the temptations come?
哦，当我们这个训练结束的时候。
When the training is ended.
哦 ，finished 哦。
When training is finished.
我们回去我们教会，我们回到我们啊。正啊一啊这个 normal 的这个生 daily life 啊生活里面。
And when we go back to our local church and into our daily life.
哦，这个试探就会来了。
That's when the temptations will come.
哦，所以这个也是我们应该要警醒的哦。
So that's what we should be alert of.
哦，不单是在成功的时候，哦，在失败的时候也要警醒；不但是在高潮的时候，在低潮的时候也要警醒；不但是在训练的过程当中警醒，训练以后也要警醒。
Not only should we be alert when we're in success, but also in failure, when we're in training, but also after training.
哦，因为训练的目的同样的是要来帮助我们胜过试探的。
Because the purpose of training is to overcome the temptations.
哦，接下来我们看到哈，魔鬼试探耶稣的第一招。
And let's now look at the first trick that Satan used to tempt Jesus.
四十昼夜的禁食，耶稣确实需要这个肉体物质的饮食来，哦，来提供他身体的这个需求。
Indeed, after 40 days of fasting, Jesus needs some kind of physical nourishment for his body.
哎，魔鬼来了，跟主耶稣说，啊，你如果是神的儿子，可以把石头变成饼。
And here comes the Satan saying that if you're the Son of God, throw yourself, and you can turn this stone into bread.
哦，我们一开始说到说，哦，耶稣，哦，这个被圣灵引导，接受魔鬼的试探。
And at first, we said that Jesus was led by Spirit into the temptation of devil.
哦，换句话说，哦，这个试探他的是魔鬼，耶稣知道。
So, in other words, Jesus knew that this temptation is coming.
哦，但是今天来试探我们的，我们却不知道他是不是从魔鬼来的哦。
But today, we do not know whether the temptation comes from devil.
哦，你看那个彼得哈，使徒彼得。
If you look at Apostle Peter.
哦，刚刚才得了满分哈，回答了耶稣的问题哦，你们说我是谁哦？彼得100分哦，你是永生神的儿子，你是基督。
Right after Jesus asked Peter, "Who am I?" And, and Peter replied, "You're the son of forever living God." He got a full score.
哎，那当主耶稣接着当主耶稣告诉门徒，哦，将来他在耶路撒冷要成就的事，哦，彼得就说，哦，主啊，哦，万万不可，这个事情必不临到你身上。主耶稣说，撒旦退到我后边去，因为你体贴人，不体贴神。
But then right after Jesus tell them what was going to happen in the in Jerusalem, Peter immediately replied that, "Oh my Lord, please do not do so." Then the Lord yelled at him and say, "Get out of my leave me alone, Satan."
哦，哎，刚刚才被称赞，现在就被责备了。
Right, he was just praised by the Lord, but now he was rebuked.
哦，刚刚认出耶稣基督真正的身份，现在马上就成为魔鬼撒旦试探主的工具。
Right after he recognized the identity of Jesus, immediately he was used by Satan to tempt the Lord.
哎，所以在我们生活当中，我们没有办法知道说哪个试探是从撒旦魔鬼来的。
So in our daily life, we do not know whether the which temptation comes from Satan.
哦，哎，所以我们很难去防范，很难去去警醒。
So it is hard for us to stay alert.
哦，总不能说啊，这个爸爸妈妈对我好哦，或者是兄弟姐妹对我好哦，这个，儿女对我好哦，撒旦退到我后边去吧，这样太奇怪了
哦。You can't really tell your parents or friends, those who have been treating you well, tell them that Satan, leave me alone.
哦，但是我们可以从 魔鬼撒旦试探耶稣的整个目的跟过程哦，我们可以找出一个线索来。
But we can learn something from the whole process of Satan tempting Jesus.
哦，我们再哦来继续。魔鬼试探耶稣第一个哦。
So the first thing.
耶稣需要肉体的饮食。
Jesus needs physical nourishment.
哦，但是魔鬼不是带着肉体的饮食来试探耶稣。
But Satan did not bring food to tempt Jesus.
哦，他不是带着麦当劳 Burger King 哦，或者是 buffet 哈、哦、来试探，说啊，耶稣赶快坐下来吃吧，不是这样哦。
He didn't bring McDonald's Burger King and invite Jesus for a meal.
那个很明显哦，就可以判别的吃，哇，那魔鬼的东西怎么可以吃？等一下拉肚子。
That could be quite obvious. How can you eat Satan's stuff? You might have stomachache.
哦，但是就是啊，哦，这魔鬼哦很高超哦，他叫耶稣自己做。
But here Satan told Jesus to make food himself.
哦，你是神的儿子啊，你办得到的。
You're the son of God. You can do it.
你可以用自己的方法、自己的力量来得到满足，来得到你所想要的。
You can satisfy your needs with your own power.
哦，今天呢、啊，魔鬼啊试探人，也经常用这个方法。
So that's how Satan often tempt men today.
哦，要人忘记神。
Tell men to forget about God.
只想到自己。
Only think about themselves.
用人的方法。
And do things in man's way.
不要神的帮助。
Instead of Lord's help.
哦，这个就是魔鬼试探的第一个哦。
And that's the first trick of Satan's temptation.
要人只用人的方法，不靠神的帮助。
He wants men to use their own way instead of God's way.
哦，所以今天呢、啊，如果我们所面对的试探引诱哦，会让我们不要神的帮助，只想到用人的方法，那个就是从魔鬼撒旦来的试探。
So if today we face a temptation that requires us to do things in our own way instead of God's way, then that is probably from Satan.
哦，比如说我们今天在这里学习。
For example, when we are studying here today.
哦，我好聪明哦，我甚至啊啊那个哦学校的哦这个这个哦我都是哦双修的哦啊教授啊甚至要推荐我哦。
Oh, I'm such a smart kid. I'm double major, and the professor loves me.
哦，所以啊，哦，这个圣经很简单啊，传道讲的我也都懂啊。
So the Bible is so easy, and what the preacher is saying, I understand all.
哦，我不需要什么神帮助啊。
I don't need God's help.
哦，我用自己的了解就可以了。
I can get by with my own understanding. 哦，
那如果你是这样想的话，那极有可能这个试探是从魔鬼来的。
If this is what you think, then the temptation is probably coming from Satan.
哦，那有一些弟兄姐妹哦，平常灵修很好。
And some brothers and sisters might have pretty good spiritual cultivation.
哦，因为他一般这个修养就已经不错了，人的修养哦。
And perhaps they have been cultivating themselves daily.
哦，所以当哦。他在生活上啊，他总是觉得说自己不会跌倒的。
So, in their daily life, they think they will never fall.
啊，听说谁跌倒了，听说谁怎么样啊？怎么这么不小心啊？怎么这么不警醒？如果是我，不可能的。
When they hear somebody fall, then they might just kind of laugh at them. How can this happen to them? It will never happen on me.
哦，所以当这个平常的祷告的时候啊。在平常祷告，从来不会求神帮助他哦，来胜过试探，胜过引诱。
So in their daily prayer, they would never ask the Lord to help them to overcome temptations.
哦，觉得自己不可能会犯罪的。
They think they will never sin.
哦，那个犯罪的是软弱的人的专利。
Those who sin are the characteristics of the weak ones.
我是很刚强的，我信心很好哎。
I'm a strong man. I have good faith.
我不需要神帮助，我就可以得胜啊。
I don't need God's help to be victorious.
哎，我们知道彼得走海面哦。
We all know Peter walked on the sea before.
那因为后来看到周遭的风浪大，他就沉下去了嘛。
But after he saw all the waves, he sank.
我们想想看哦，彼得是什么出身的
？Let's think about this.
他是做什么的？
What was Peter's job?
他是渔夫啊。
He was a fisherman.
哦，那渔夫没有那个不会游泳的渔夫吧？哦。
And there is no such a fisherman who don't know how to swim.
哎，都是泳技高超哈，很会游泳的哦。
They are all swimming champions.
哎，但是啊，他却马上喊着说：“主啊，救我！”
But he immediately cried out, Lord, save me.
哦，他不靠自己的力量。
He did not rely on his own strength.
他靠神的帮助。
He relied on God's help.
哦，所以我们也要像彼得这样子哦。
So we must be like Peter.
哦，哎，小心魔鬼的试探哦。
Be aware of Satan's temptation.
要我们呢，只是专注在人用人的方法上面。
He wants us to focus on man's way only.
哦，那其实啊，魔鬼这这个试探呢，只不过是一个铺路的工作而已哦。
But this kind of temptations is just a starting, just a beginning.
并不是他主要的目的。
It's not his main purpose.
哦，他只是要把人带进到下一个试探。
He just want to lead men into the next temptation.
接下来哈，魔鬼带耶稣，上了殿顶，叫耶稣跳下去。
So next, Satan took Jesus onto the cliff, the top of the temple.
叫他跳下去。
And told him to jump down.
你若是神的儿子哈，就像这个圣经上所记载会。差派使者拖着你的脚，让你的脚不会撞到石头。
And told him that if you're the son of God, the Lord will send an angel and will lift you up, and your foot will never strike against a stone.
当然了，魔鬼他这个引用圣经但是他做的是改变。
And of course, the Satan quoted Bible here, but he made some change.
那是在诗篇的九十一篇那里的。
The exact passage was recorded in Psalm 91.
但是主耶稣知道魔鬼的用意的。
But the Lord knew the intentions of Satan.
这是对神的试探。
And it was the test against God.
第一个试探要人用自己的方法，不要神的帮助。
The first temptation was to have men to use their own way instead of God's way.
但是当人知道说自己没有办法的时候，那人当然就会寻求宗教信仰超自然的力量的帮助。
But when men know they are too weak to do anything, they will start seeking for religious or even supernatural help.
所以魔鬼接着要误导人，用错误的态度、错误的动机来求那个超自然力量的帮助。
So the next step for Satan is to mislead people into seeking those supernatural ways.
圣经上告诉我们，我们要要那个不要。我们来看这一段经文罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第二节
Romans chapter 12 verse
2。二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。在这里告诉我们不要效法世界，要心意更新变化。
So here they tell us, do not conform to this world.But transformed by the renewing of your mind.
目的是什么？
What is the purpose here?
就是要我们能够查验神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
It is for us to be able to test and prove what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
去明白神的旨意是什么？
Is to understand the will of God.
然后我们的祈求才能够符合神的旨意。
And then our prayers will be pleased.
才能够得到神的回应跟成就。
And will receive response from God.
不然我们是得不着的。
Otherwise, we cannot obtain any.
如同雅各书那边所说的。
Just like recorded in the book of James.
我们来看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书四章。
James chapter 4.
第三节
James chapter 4 verse 3
你们求也求不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。在这边说为什么祈求求不到。
So here it tells us how come we do not receive.
因为妄求了，不符合神的旨意。
Because we're praying with wrong motives.
是为了要浪费在宴乐当中的。
Because we want to spend what we get on our pleasures.
所以神不会照我们的祈求照单全收的按这个照单来抓药，不会这样。
So God is not going to take exactly what our God is not going to grant exactly what we ask for.
哦，一定哦哦会照他的旨意来施来来行事的，来成就。
He will do things in his own way.
啊，也唯有说我们的哦，我们的祈求跟神的旨意 match 的时候啊，我们才能够得到神的回应。
The only time we can receive answers from receive from God is when our prayer match with His wills.
哦，当然，我们得到神的回应，会加添我们的信心，会哦肯定我们的信仰。
And when we receive from God, it will strengthen our faith.
哦，但如果我们得不到神的回应
，But if we cannot receive any from God,
哦，就很容易会陷入到怀疑，甚至到最后放弃信仰。
It is easy for us to fall into doubts and even eventually lose our faith.
哦，所以魔鬼啊，他就是要误导人。用错误的态度、错误的目的、动机啊，来向神祈求。
So Satan tries to mislead us in, so that we can pray in wrong motives, and God will never answer us.
哦，那当然得不着哦神的应允跟回应的。
And that way, we will never receive any from God.
来动摇人对神的信心。
And that will shaken our faith to God.
哦，所以这个告诉我们哦，今天我们在祷告祈求的事情。
So that tells us today when we're praying,
哦，要很注意，很小心。
We must be careful on what we ask.
哦，不要效法这个世界，要更新变化。哦，不要像世上的人，为了日常生活的饮食这一些事情在祈求。
Do not be conformed to this world. Do not pray like other ordinary men for these worldly matters.
哦，要求神的国、神的义，因为这是他善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
But instead, we ask for the kingdom of God because that is the pleasing things to the Lord.
哦，那我们就能够得到神的回应跟应允。
And through that we can receive from God.
哦，信心被加添。
And will strengthen our faith.
信仰能够坚固。
And will stabilize our faith.
哦，所以哦，魔鬼哦，他要误导人，动摇人对神的信心。
So here Satan wants to shaken our faith to God.
哦，今天我们在这边哦，我们多多的祷告很好。
Today when we're here, it is good that we are praying a lot.
哦，甚至我们愿意放弃那哦世上的饮食，专注在跟神的交通上，很好。
Even to the point where we are willing to give up our meals and to pray more to God.
哦，但是哦，传道很盼望说我们哦能够像哦这个保罗在哦罗马书十二章那边所说的。
But the pastors are hoping that we can be like Paul.
哦。我们能够更进一步的，哦，能够明白神纯全善良可喜悦的旨意是什么。
That we can really understand what the Lord's will is.
哦，啊，借着哦合神旨意的祈求跟祷告，加添我们的信心，来坚固我们的信仰。
Through prayers that please God, that will strengthen our faith.
哦。那最后哦，刚刚哦，传道讲说，这个第一招哦，只不过是铺路，第二招啊，哦，也是一样哦。
So, just like the first trick, it was just a beginning. The same thing was the second trick.
哦，它都不是魔鬼终极的目标。
None of them are the final goals of Satan.
这前面这两个试探呢，是要把人带到最后那个试探里头。
The purpose of the first two temptations, was to lead men into the final one.
哦，魔鬼把耶稣带到山顶上，把万国万国荣华显给耶稣看，哦，要耶稣拜他，他就试他这一切。
Satan brought Jesus onto high mountain and show him the whole kingdoms and nations of the world.
哎，这个才是魔鬼哦试探耶稣最终极的目的哦。
And this was the ultimate goal of Satan tempting Jesus.
要耶稣放弃神。
He wanted Jesus to give up God.
换个敬拜的对象。
And change his object of worship.
哦，今天魔鬼是这样在试探人。
And that is exactly how Satan does it today.
当人发现自己的有限，哦，但是却用错误的动机得不到神的回应。
When men discover their limitations but fail to receive any from God.
哦，那魔鬼就说啊，算了，换个宗教信仰吧，换个神吧，换个教会吧。
And Satan will come and tell you, just give up and change change another God or even change another church.
哦，这个才是魔鬼最主要的目的哦。
And this is the ultimate goal of Satan.
哦，他要取代我们应当敬拜的对象。
He wants to replace himself with the God we're supposed to be worshiping.
以及哦，那个得已经哦，他要取代那个能让人得救的教会。
And he wants to take away the church that can grant people salvation.
哦，这个才是魔鬼最终极的目标哦。
This is the ultimate goal of Satan.
哦，所以今天呢，魔鬼就是这样在试探我们。
So this is how Satan tempts us today.
哦，我们可以从魔鬼试探耶稣的这些过程当中找出线索来判断。我们所遭遇到、所面对的试探引诱，是不是从魔鬼而来
？And we can find some trends throughout the process of Satan tempting Jesus, and know and learn how to discover whether the temptation is coming from devil.
哦，是不是要我们只靠自己不靠神
？Is it asking for us to rely on our own strength instead of God's？
哦，是不是让我们用错误的动机、心态要祈求那个超自然的神迹奇事
？Is it leading us to seek in supernatural miracles？
哦，是不是会让我们失落信仰，甚至我们哦放弃信仰
？Is it leading us to lose our faith？
哦，如果会的话，那就是从魔鬼来的试探。
If so, then it is coming from Satan.
哦，所以求神帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
May God help all of our brothers and sisters.
哦，让我们都能够明白哦魔鬼试探的招数。
So that we can all understand Satan's tricks.
哦，能够警醒，能够提防哦，我们才能够胜过。
So that we can be alert and be victorious.
哦，才能够拥有得胜的生活。
And we can live a life of victory.
哦，我们在祷告之前。就相互的学习跟勉励到这里。
So this is the encouragement before the prayer.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
So now let's all pray together.
我们全部到前面来。
Please come forward.